It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School for tonight's boys basketball game, Camden Conference matchup between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Camby Lancers. Paul Ramo here for Q92. I'm back after about a three-week layoff here, and it's good to be back broadcasting sports once again. Well, the Blackjacks are coming into they're the defending state champions, of course. What a year it was last year for Coach Corey Larson and the Blackjacks winning that state championship. This year, they're currently ranked sixth in Class A, and they have an 8-2 record. They fell on Tuesday in Princeburg to state-ranked Central Minnesota Christian, 83-61. The Blue Jays are currently undefeated at 9-0. So that was a big game in the Camden Conference there on Tuesday in Princeburg. The Camby Lancers, their record is 1-7. They beat Yellow Medicine East in Granite Falls way back before Christmas on December 8th by 8 points, 69-61. And they're looking to get back in the win column here after some close losses, actually, to like Lakeview and Mineota and RCW. Dawson Boyd, let's see, the C-Squad tonight, Dawson Boyd beat Camby 57-38, and JV just completed here. The Blackjacks won 61-19 in JV action. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. I want to thank Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent, for sponsoring the starting lineups in all sports all throughout the school year. For the Camby Lancers, starting is number one, Will Abrahamson. Will is a 6'1" guard junior. Number two, Casey Hoyland, a 6-foot senior guard. Number three is Hunter Kack. Kack is a 5'9" sophomore guard. Number four, Chase Rangard. Rangard's a 6'2" junior forward. And number 13, Owen Peterson. Peterson's a 6'2" sophomore guard. And the other night against Lakeview, Peterson led Camby in scoring with 26 points. The head coach for the Camby Lancers, Ryan Lollum, assisted by A.J. Wenicke and Doug Hansen. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the 1-7 for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. Number zero, Gunnar Liebel. Liebel is a 6'1" senior guard. Number one, and boy, what a season he's having, 6'6" post player, a junior, Landon Malachek. Number two, what a season Jackson's having, Hasted. Jackson Hasted, 6'4" junior forward. Number three, Carson Stratmon, a 6-foot junior guard. And number 10, Cale Tufto. Tufto's a 6-foot-1 sophomore guard. Blackjacks are coached by head coach Corey Larson, assisted by Kiefer Stratmon, Justin Wager, Jason Boyd. And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. tonight here in Dawson. A lot of other games in the Camden Conference. Let's run through them. We got Lacaparl Valley hosting the Pipestone Area Arrows. Eagles looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-11. Pipestone comes into the game 2 wins and 8 losses. McCray Wolverines, they are in Montevideo. Non-conference game. Take on the state-ranked Montevideo Thunderhawks. The Thunderhawks currently ranked number 4 in Class AA. The Thunderhawks are 8 wins and 1 loss. And some other games in our area. We've got Bold at state-ranked Morris area. The Tigers, currently ranked number 2 in Class AA. Morris is 7-0 on the season. And that is your games tonight in the in boys basketball. Let's check girls basketball tonight. We got McCray at Yellow Medicine East. Lakeview is at home tonight taking on KMS. That should be a good game in girls basketball. Both Lakeview and KMS have identical records at 10-2. And then Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jay girls, they're ranked 6th in Class A. They have a 6-1 record. They're on the road taking on Renville County West. And Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks, are in Tracy tonight to take on the Panthers. Dawson Boyd girls playing pretty well as of late. They're a 5-7 record. And TMB is 3-8. Lacaparl Valley girls are in Camby tonight to take on the Lancers. The Eagle girls are 2-8 on the season. Camby 3-7. And Mineota is hosting Ortonville. The Trojans looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-12. Mineota 6-4. So those are just some of the girls' games in the Camden Conference tonight. And of course, Team United Wrestling, they're in Olivia with a triangular, and we'll try to get you some scores of Team United Wrestling as the night goes along here. Well, that wraps up our Subway pregame show here on Q92. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with the opening tip-off between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Camby Lancers right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Camby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Blackparl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostrich Services. Service, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Windable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products Mineota. City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota, offering catering services. That's right. Contact Paul or Troy to help you plan and prepare for your next gathering. City Hall is offering special event food and drink services. Prices and menu ideas available upon request. So give Troy or Paul a call today or stop in at City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota.
Welcome back to Dawson Boys High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're just moments away from the opening tip-off between the Dawson Boys Blackjacks and the Canby Lancers in boys basketball. Once again, your starters quickly for the Lancers, Abrahamson, Hoyland, Tack, Rangard, and Peterson. For Dawson Boys, Liebel, Malachek, Halstead, Stratmone, and Tufto. Blackjacks in their home black uniforms, Lancers in their white with a blue and orange trim. Here we go. And Aaron Bramer and Blair Miller, three of the referees tonight. Here tonight in Dawson, 18 minutes up on the scoreboard. Here's the opening tip-off to Malachek. Blackjack, 8 wins, 2 losses on the season. Malachek, Halstead from deep in the corner, shot, three-pointer no good by Halstead. Stratmone has the ball, he pulls it back out. Now Liebel will shoot up a three, and that's nothing but net for Gunner Liebel. And the Blackjacks lead 3-0 to start the game. First offensive series here for Canby. They go down low, turnaround shot, Thompson gets the ball. And here's a shot by Hunter Tack, a three-pointer, no good, rebounded by Malachek. Blackjacks quickly up the floor to Halstead. Short jumper, no good, missed, went over the rim. Blackjacks lead 3-0. We are just underway here in Dawson. Hoyland tried to pass the ball inside to Rangard, and the ball was kicked out of bounds by a Blackjack. So Rangard will inbound the ball at midcourt. For Canby, gets it in to Hunter Tack, a sophomore guard. Now over to number 2, Hoyland. Canby on offense, passing the ball around the perimeter. Blackjacks playing a tough defense here, man-to-man defense. Here's a long three-pointer by Rangard, no good. And it's almost tipped up and in by Hoyland, and it rolled around the rim and went away. Here's the Blackjacks leading 3-0. Tufto in the corner for three. No, it won't go. And a good box out there by Camby's Chase Rangard. Canby with the possession down to Abrahamson. Baseline jumper, good by Abrahamson. And it's 3-2, Blackjacks. Halstead to Liebel. In the corner to Tufto. Tufto. Boy, a little mismatch down low there. Here's a three-pointer by Liebel. No good. Halstead comes crashing in. Gets the rebound. Turnaround shot. And it goes. Halstead with the basket. And it's 5-2 Blackjacks. Good hustle there by Jackson Halstead. Going for the rebound for Dawson Boys. Camby out at midcourt. This is Rangard. Here's a three-pointer by Abrahamson. Rattled in and out. That ball was in the cylinder and popped out by Abrahamson. Stratmon goes straight to the basket. No good. Malachek with the rebound and put back. No good, and it goes out of bounds. And the ball, the possession's going to be with Dawson right underneath their own basket. Now Stratmon's a little banged up here. He's going to take himself out of the game. Not quite sure what happened to Carson there, but he's going to, Coach Larson's looking at him. Now, he looks like he's going to be okay, but he's, something's wrong with Carson. So he's on the bench right now. Blackjack's inbound it. Liebel for three from the corner. So wish. Second three-pointer by Gunnar Liebel. And it's 8-2 Dawson Boys. Camby goes down low, quick to Rangard. Turnaround shot blocked by Hastad. Jackson's going on. It's a three-on-one. And in with the layup is Dawson Boyd. And they've jumped out to a 10-2 lead on the Lancers. They go down low to Abrahamson. Shot up off the rim. No good. Close-in shot there. It was contested there by number four, Schwagel. Here's Liebel for three again. Gunnar Liebel with three three-pointers here to start the game. On fire, Gunnar Liebel. He has 9 points already. And we've only played a little more than 3 minutes of the basketball game. But when you feel it, you feel it. Wow, Gunner's hot. Ball's knocked out of bounds by the Blackjacks. Camby gets the ball underneath their own basket. Rangard into Peterson. Back to Rangard. Three-pointer. Good by Chase Rangard. Camby needed that basket desperately. Now down 13-5. They go in the corner. That's tough, though. Here's Liebel for three again, and he hits another one. That time from the top of the key, Gunnar Liebel with 4 3-pointers to start the ball game. 16-5, Dawson Boyd. Camby with the ball. Will Abrahamson goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebounded. He feeds tough, though. It's picked. Oh, no. Malachek gets the ball, and he's fouled, I think. But that was a fast break. Boy, the Blackjacks get down the floor fast. Well, here's a good sign for Dawson Boyd fans. Carson Stratmon's going to come back into the game. And it looks like Malachek is at the free throw line. His free throw's good. By Landon. 17-5, Dawson Boyd. Malachek will get a second free throw. I'm not sure who that foul was on. Second free throw is also good. 4 points for Malachek. Subs come back in. Looks like Malachek's going to come out, and Tufto's going to come out. Now head coach Lalum is going to call a timeout. So a 13:41 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a commercial break. Blackjacks lead 18-5. We'll be right back.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. What a start for Gunnar Liebel of the Blackjacks. He's knocked down 4 3-pointers. And we got 13:41 to play here in the first half. Blackjacks lead 18-5. Timeout's over by Canby. And the Lancers will bring the ball up the floor. This is number three, Hunter Kack. Over to Rangard. Back to Kack at the free throw line. Hunter goes to the basket, lays it up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Stratmon. Carson back on the floor after being banged up a little bit ago. Astet, Carson. Here's Liebel for three from top of the key. That one he missed. And a nice box out again by Chase Rangard. That's the second box out rebound by Rangard here in the first half. Good job there. 18-5. Dawson Boyd leading. Here's a three-pointer by Hoyland. No good. Rebounded by Liebel. And Gunner just trips at midcourt. Falls hard to the floor. He's going to be okay. And the foul's going to be on Owen Peterson, I believe. 18-5 Blackjacks. Blackjacks have the ball. Liebel looks over to Coach Corey Larson. Now to number four. This is Carson Schwagel. Schwagel's just a freshman. Liebel on the right side. Back to Schwagel. He's going to put up a three. Missed. No good. And Hasted with the rebound. Hands it to Stratmon. He launches a long three. That's no good. Schwagel in the Hasted. One-handed shot. Good by number two, Jackson Hasted. And the Blackjacks have hit the 20 mark early on here in the first half. Ball stolen by Stratmon. Carson quickly across midcourt. Holds it up. Kicks it in the corner. Gunner for three. Missed that one. He's missed the last two. 25, and the rebound belongs to Casey Hoyland of the Lancers. Now double team, and we're going to have a foul on Dawson Boyd. And it looks like it's going to be on Hasted. 12:01 to play in the first half. Dawson Boyd 20, Camby 5. Got substitutes coming in. Brennan Johnson in along with Midtowney. Here's Camby with the ball. This is Johnson in the corner, number 13. That's Owen Peterson. That's a three-point fly. No good. Rebound by Dawson. They're going in to a fast break and has to try to slam it and missed it. Blackjacks keep the ball. Shot up. Good by number four, Schwagel. Hasted was on a fast break. He was going to one-handed slam dunk it and back hit it off the backboard, went way up in the air. And the Blackjacks recovered. Schwagel with the point. There's a turnover by Canby. Here comes Dawson Boyd. Down the floor they go. And this is Caden Brent, another ninth grader. Dewey couldn't handle it and it went off his fingertips out of bounds. So the Blackjacks have two ninth graders on the floor now. Schwagel and Brent. 22-5. Dawson Boyd. Camby with the ball. They go down low to number 20. Puts a quick shot up. No good. That's Johnson. Missed it. Blackjacks with the rebound. Here they come with Stratmon. Stratmon pulls up for a three. That's no good. Liebel gets the ball all the way out to the top of the key. Quick pass underneath. Good to number five, Caden Brent. Brent with his first basket of the night. And it's a 24-5 lead for Dawson Boyd. Camby with the basketball. Aronson in the paint. Now throws it back to Johnson. Throws it to Abrahamson. He'll pull it back out. And the ball stolen by Hasted. Here goes Hasted in. And that time he's going to slam dunk it. He made sure he wasn't going to miss that slam dunk. And that brings the Blackjack bench to their feet. 26-5 Blackjacks. And the ball stolen again. And here's Gunnar Liebel with a slam dunk. Gunnar Liebel with a slam dunk. 14 points for Liebel. 28-5. Johnson, Abrahamson. Almost lost the ball. Blackjacks are just vicious on defense. They are really moving their feet and getting after it. Here's a shot by Johnson. It's a three-pointer by number 20. Johnson with a three-pointer. That was good. 28-8. Here's a three-pointer by Schwagel. No, it won't go. Rebounded by Camby. We're going the other way. And the ball's another turnover there. Schwagel picks a loose ball up. Here's Brent, goes to the basket, partially blocked. Out to Stratmon for three! three. Carson Strathbone hits a three for Dawson Boyd in the first half, and Camby's calling a timeout with 9:03 to play. Time for a commercial break. Dawson Boyd, 31, Camby, 8. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, timeout's over by Camby, and they just turned the ball over to the Blackjacks. Dawson Boyd leading 31-8. Got 8:53 to play. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up at halftime. Coach Corey Larson mentioned something to Liebel as he dribbles the ball by him. Here's Schwagel, the ninth grader, down to Malachek to Schwagel. Schwagel, top of the key to Strathmone. Carson backs it up, free throw line, kicks it in the corner. Liebel for three, missed it. Rebounded there by number two, Casey Hoyland. Casey across midcourt, hands the ball off to Owen Peterson. Peterson puts up a quick three off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Landon Malachek, the 6'6" junior post player. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Schwagel, the Liebel for three in the corner again. That one he makes. Another three-pointer. Five three-pointers for Gunnar Liebel here in the first half. He's got 17 points for Dawson Boyd. He is hot. 34-8, Dawson Boyd. Camby with the ball. Oh, a nice dish down low. But he missed the shot. That was Johnson. Close shot underneath, missed. Picked up by Dawson Boyd. And then traveling with the ball is Caden Brown. Schwagel comes out of the game, gets a high five from Coach Corey Larson. 7 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the first half. It's all Blackjacks here, 34-8, thanks to Gunnar Liebel with 5 three-pointers here in the first half. Rangard with the ball in the paint, turnaround fadeaway shot. He's fouled, and Rangard will go to the free throw line for the Camby Lancers. Chase Rangard, number four, he's a junior. That foul was on Caden Brent, his first. And Rangard's free throw is on its way, and he makes it. 4 points for Rangard in the game. Second free throw here by Camby's Rangard. On its way, makes that one. Good free throw shooting there by Chase Rangard. And it's 34-10. 7:14 to play here in the first half. Blackjacks with the ball, and now it's stolen by Abrahamson. Leads number 14, Zitzman in with the basket. Number 14 for Canby, Matthew Zitzman. Nice steal, nice layup by the Lancers. Here's Tufto back in the game. He drives baseline, and Cale Tufto with his first basket for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, 36-12. Camby goes down low, blocked from behind by Malachek. That was Tack, number 10, Midtowney. Now he's fouled by a Blackjack, a push. Halachek, I think, with the foul. Hasted's going to come in for Liebel. Liebel's going to get a break. He's got 17 points here in the first half. Camby inbounds the ball. attack way out beyond the three-point arc. And now the ball's knocked out of bounds, I believe, by Hasted. And Camby will keep the ball. Get you caught up on other scores during Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Camby inbounds the ball, and they throw it away. Boys basketball update. Montevideo leading McRae 21-11 with 11 minutes left in the first half. Here it's 36-12, Dawson Boyd. Here's a three-pointer in the corner by Hasted. It's good. Hasted with the basket. He's got 9 points. Camby with the possession, down 39-12. Cack dribbles out to midcourt, being guarded tightly by Brent. That goes to the basket. It's blocked, I think, by Malachek, and there's a fast break, easy basket for number 10, Cale Tufto. Good fast break there by Dawson Boyd, and they got 41 points. Now here's going to be over and back on the Camby Lancers. Boy, the Blackjack defense is just suffocating. Blackjacks will get the ball at midcourt. If you have any girls basketball updates, just underway in Camby, Lockfall leading 5-0. That game underway. Oh, a nice pick there by number 13, Peterson. Owen goes in for the basket. Oh, he missed it. Missed it, and then he gets his own rebound, pulls it out to Johnson. And here's Peterson with the ball. Camby goes down low, picked off by Dawson Boyd. Tufto. Tufto's going to go coast to coast with the layup. Good. What a play by Cale Tufto. 6 points for Tufto. 6 explosive points just in the last minute for Dawson Boyd. Extends the lead 43-12. And it looks like Hasted's going to pick up a foul on Johnson. That'll stop play. We'll have more basketball for you tomorrow night. I'll be in Granite Falls with the Lockport Valley boys basketball team as they take on Yellow Medicine East. 43-12 here in Dawson. Camby with the ball. Blackjacks just will not get him let him shoot a clean shot. Now the Blackjacks with the foul. That was Hoyland with the basketball for Camby, and they're going to inbound the ball. Will Abrahamson will get the ball from the referee underneath Camby's basket. Camby having a hard time finding the basket here in the first half, being held at 12 points. And driving to the basket was Cack, and he missed the baseline shot there, picked up by Dawson Boyd. Here's Hasted. Down Liebel back into the game. He puts up another three. What is going on? 20 points for Gunn and Gunner Liebel. 6 three-pointers. 6 three-pointers for Liebel in the first half. 46-12, Dawson Boyd. Camby with the ball. Here's Cack. Dribbles all the way across the court. Stops his dribble. Tries to get it under to Johnson. No good. Loses it. And here's Tufto again with an easy layup. Boy, Cale Tufto. 2-4-6-8. 48-12. Dawson Boyd. 3:50 to play in the first half. And now Gunner Liebel picks up a foul. Wow. Blackjacks lost to Central Minnesota Christian on Tuesday in Princeburg. Did not play well. And boy, they got it together tonight, let me tell you. The Lancers will inbound it. This is Rangard. Gets it all the way out to midcourt. Now they go underneath, and the Lancers lose the ball. Last touch there by Midtowney. And so Dawson Boyd will get the basketball, as they'll bring it up the court here, leading 48-12. B-Squad tonight, or JV, I should say. Dawson Boyd beat Camby 61-19. Hasted dishes it down low to Malachek. Malachek with 6 points. Blackjacks have hit the 50 mark, and boy, now the Lancers throw the ball out of bounds. And head coach Lalum just puts his hands over his face. Too many turnovers here for the Lancers here in the first half. Here's Gunner bringing the ball across midcourt. Kicks it down low. Wide open is Malachek, and he slam dunks it. Landon Malachek with a slam dunk assisted by Gunner Liebel. And the Blackjacks, 52, Camby 12. Camby with the ball. Here's Johnson. Now picked off and lost out of bounds by Liebel. What a show by Dawson Boyd here in the first half. Amazing. 2:52 to play. Lancers inbound it to Hunter Kack. Kackle dribbling the ball in front of Corey Larson. Now over to Peterson. Peterson loses the ball. Here's Dawson Boyd. Gunner Liebel goes in for the layup. He's fouled, and count it, they say. Count it. Gunner stole the ball, goes in for the layup, and he was fouled. Number 14 on Zitzman. Matthew Zitzman, the sophomore, with the foul. And that'll put Gunner to the free throw line, and he makes it a three-point play. 23 points for Gunner Liebel here. That's in the first half, folks. 2:25 on the clock. Camby with the possession. Kack loses the ball, gets it back. Now here's a three-pointer by Peterson, and that's good. Owen Peterson. That's his first points of the first half. A three-pointer by Peterson. Here's Hasted, goes to the basket, he's fouled. Jackson right up the middle. Just a couple of steps for Jackson, as tall as he is and as long as he is. Doesn't take him long to get to the basket from the free throw line. He'll go to the free throw line. That was the second foul on Zitzman. Hasted at the line, up and good. Double figures for Jackson Hasted. He's got 10. He'll get a second free throw here with 2:03 to play. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories show coming up here. Minutes to play in the first half. Camby down 57-15. Kack. Crossover dribble. Over to the left wing to Peterson. Behind the back dribble by Peterson. Here's Abrahamson in the paint. Here's Kack, wanted to take a three, but nice defense there by Tupto, and Kack puts up a shot, no good, rebounded there by Malachek. Stratmon in the corner to Tupto. Back now to Liebel, or this is Hasted with a short jumper, and that one missed, rebounded by number three, Hunter Kack. Camby taking their time here now. Now they go to the basket, and that's number 13. That's Peterson. He missed the try to get a shot off, but couldn't. Now Dawson Boyd on a fast break, and Camby, the ball's loose on the floor. Now it's picked up by the Lancers. Hunter Kack, he'll hold up. Now he'll go to the basket, pulls it back over to number 13, Owen Peterson. Sophomore underneath, blocked out of bounds by Malachek. Landon Malachek, he is 6'6". 46 seconds to play. Looks like some elementary kids are going to be entertaining us at halftime here in Dawson. Oh, nice inbound pass to number three. He scores. Kack. That was Abrahamson, the inbound pass to Kack. Beautifully well done by the Lancers. Camby with the ball, or Dawson Boyd with the ball. This is Stratmon for three. No good. Rebounded by Kack. 25 seconds to play in the first half. 57-17. Camby dribbling the ball around. This is Rangard. 13 seconds. down to Peterson in the paint, lost the ball. Here's Dawson Boyd. Now Tack steals it at midcourt. 5 seconds to go. Tack underneath the basket, kicks it out. And here's a three-point shot at the buzzer by Peterson. No good. And here we are at halftime. Dawson Boyd, 57. Camby, 17. What a show there by Gunnar Liebel and the Blackjacks in the first half. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with some halftime stats, and get you caught up to date on some other scores around the area. We'll be back after this.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
It's time for the halftime report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry. And I have a black and white room that's ready. And my main room is full of color. And I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
All right, welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight, Camden Conference Basketball. And it's a 40-point lead for Dawson Boyd at the half, 57-17 over the Camby Lancers. Let's go through the scoring. For Camby, got Will Abrahamson with a bucket, Hunter Kack with a bucket, Owen Peterson hit a three-pointer, Johnson hit a three-pointer, Zitzman with a bucket, and your leading scorer is Chase Rangard. He had a three-pointer and two free throws for 5 points. For Dawson Boyd, Carver Schwago with 2 points. Caden Brent with 2 points. Cale Tufto. Cale had 8 points, but, man, that was in a matter of a couple minutes. He just went off, Tufto did, for those 8 points. Jackson Hasted with 11 points. Jackson hit a three-pointer. Carson Stratmon with a three-pointer for 3 points. Landon Malachek with 8 points. And your leading scorer in the first half, listen to this. Gunnar Liebel had 6 three-pointers in the first half, and he had a couple other field goals. He had 23 points in the first half for Gunnar Liebel. Amazing. So the Blackjacks lead 57-17. Let's go through some other basketball scores here in the Camden Conference. Out at Lacaparra Valley High School tonight, the Eagles are hosting Pipestone Area AA team. And Pipestone now leading 22-9 with 7 minutes left before halftime. State-ranked McCray hosting McCray, or state-ranked Montevideo, excuse me, hosting McCray tonight. Montevideo leading McCray 33-17 just before halftime. And Morris, they're ranked number two. The Tigers are in Class AA. They lead Bold 49-14. That in Morris tonight. Southwest Minnesota Christian, who the Blackjacks beat here last Saturday or Saturday before. Southwest Minnesota Christian leading Tracy Milroy Ballatin with 5 minutes left in the first half, 47-11. That in boys basketball. Hancock, no score there yet. Let's check girls basketball, just a few games. In girls basketball, McCray leading Yellow Medicine East in Granite Falls 35-26. Dawson Boyd, they're at Tracy Milroy Ballot tonight. I have no update there. Canby Lancers at home. The Canby Lancer girls currently leading Lacaparra Valley 22-6 with 6 minutes left in the first half. Mineota, they're hosting Ortonville. Ortonville looking for their first win of the season. Mineota leading Ortonville 31-3 with 8 minutes left in the first half there. Those are some of your score updates here in basketball in our Q92 listening area. Tomorrow night I'll be in Granite Falls with the Lacaparra Valley boys as they take on Yellow Medicine East. Game time around 7:15 right here on Q92. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. Thank Monica Bothan for sponsoring the halftime show all season long here on Q92. You can shop Monica's right here on Chestnut Street, kitty corner from the school here. And so we'll take a couple-minute break. Canby Lancer's coming back on the floor. Got a couple minutes left before the start of the second half. Dawson Boyd leading 57-17 over the Lancers. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Bothan are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're going to get the second half underway. Blackjacks leading Camby by 40 points, 57-17 to start the second half. All five starters are in for each team, and Camby has possession to start the second half. Camby passing the ball quickly around the perimeter. Peterson with the ball. Owen from the free throw line. Shot good. He's fouled by Stratmon. Nice job there by number 13, Owen Peterson. He's got 5 points. I was just looking at my first half stats. There was not a free throw. And Peterson just sank his free throw for a three-point play. And it's 57-20. Dawson Boyd as we get the second half underway here. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening online on KOPPFM.com as well. Blackjacks with the ball. Tufto, free throw, jumper, good. Cale Tufto with 10 points. He had 8 in the first half. Those 8 points came within about 2 minutes of each other. 59-20, Dawson Boyd. Camby Lancers with the ball. Abrahamson. Here's Owen Peterson for three. Missed it. Rebounded by Malachek. Fast break. Oh, behind the pass by Stratmon, and Label scores. What a behind the back pass by Stratmon. I don't know if Carson meant to do that or not, but it looked good on the fast break. Label with another basket. Here's a three-pointer by Camby's Will Abrahamson. That's off the mark. Rebounded by Malachek. Liebel at midcourt, being guarded by Abrahamson. Gunner hit 6 threes in the first half. That's right, you heard me right. 6 three-pointers in the first half. Down low to Gunner. Gunner puts a shot up, and he scores again. Gunner Liebel with 27 points. 63-20. Just underway. And the electronic scoreboard says Gunner Liebel is on fire. That's an understatement. Camby with the ball, and now the ball's kicked by the Blackjacks. Here's a substitute. Caden Brent, the ninth grader, comes in for Malachek. Should mention Ace Larson is out. He's on the bench in street clothes. He has a fractured foot. Hopefully we can get Ace back shortly. A good addition to the Blackjack team there. But Lancers with the ball. Here's a short jumper by Rangard. It's good. And he's got 7 points. 63-22. Stratmon. Over to Tufto. Back to Stratmon. Here's Hasted. Quick to Gunner for three in the corner. Missed. Rebound. And Alibel goes down low. He's fouled. And Gunner hits the floor hard. Nice pass by Caden Brent. A couple good ninth graders on this roster, Brent and Schwagel. Brent is 6'3". Gunner's at the free throw line, and his free throw is good. 28 for Gunner. Three new substitutes coming in for Camby. Housechild, Number 14, Zitzman in. And number 11, Napkins. Second free throw. Boy, good free throw shooting by the Blackjacks tonight. 29 points for Gunnar Liebel. It's 65-22. Camby with the ball. They go down. Oh, nice pass to number 14. 13-14. Owen Peterson to Zitzman. Boy, that was a nice assist there by Peterson. That's probably the best offensive play of the night for the Lancers right there. Here's Liebel in the corner. Puts up for a jump shot, and he's got over 30 points. 31 points for Gunner. We got 14:50 to play in the ball game. Blackjacks 67, Camby 24. Camby with the possession. Here's number 11, Napkin. Over to number 3, Hunter Kak. Kak goes to the basket. He loses the ball. Ball's on the floor, and we got a jump ball. And possession with Dawson Boyd. I believe the Blackjacks go to Lakeview tomorrow night. Look at that schedule in the Neon Needles post-game show. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game, and we'll do a Wow Ottawash play of the game. Right now, the Blackjacks with the possession. Here's Schwagel in the corner, out to Liebel. Gunner back to number 5. Brent puts up a shot. He's fouled. And ninth grader Caden Brent will go to the free throw line for Dawson Boyd. It's hard to believe in a couple weeks, folks. Well, more than a couple weeks, I guess. Here's the free throw by number 5, Brent. And that's good. He's got 3 points, I believe. Yes, he does. But I was just looking at my calendar. And we start section dance first weekend of February. So that'll be coming up in about 3 weeks. Second free throw is good. Good free throw shooting there by the Blackjacks. They haven't missed tonight from the free throw line, I don't believe. 69-24. Camby with the ball. This is Peterson. Oh, quick pass underneath, and it's stolen there by Schwagel. Schwagel up to Stratmon. Carson in the corner to Gunner. Gunner for 3. Missed it. Off the rim. Rebounded by the Blackjacks, number 4. That's Schwagel. Here's Brent. Top of the key. Now to Carson. Carson's going to log on NBA 3, and he hits it. That was from way from downtown there. 6 points for Carson Stratmon with 2 3-pointers, one in the first half, and that was from definitely from NBA range there. Here's a 3-pointer. Good. A 3-pointer by Peterson. Peterson with 9 points. Nothing but net there for Peterson. Astead with a short shot. Hit the rim. No good. Gets thrown. Rebound. Kicks out Stratmon. Here's Liebel going to the basket, and he's fouled. Might be on Owen Peterson of the Lancers. Gunner, well, oh, we got all five new players or five substitutes coming in for Camby right now. Dawson Boyd inbounds the ball. Here's Brent in the corner to Stratmon. Carson with a jump shot, nothing but net for Stratmon. 8 points for Carson. He was going to take a three-pointer and then dribbled around his defender. Got inside the three-point arc and put up a short jumper. Good for Carson. 74 points for Dawson Boyd, 27 for Camby. 12:25 to go in this basketball game. Camby with the basketball. Midtowney down to number 1. Abrahamson kicks it in the corner. Here's a 3-pointer by number 2. Hoyland, no good. Rebounded underneath there by Rangard. And the ball was blocked out of bounds. Oh, here comes the free popcorn. Looks like the concession stand's bringing out boxes and boxes of popcorn. And it's free. Canby inbounds the ball. Shot up. No good there by Hoyland. No good. And a fast break for Dawson Boyd and an easy basket for Gunner. .34 points for Gunner Liebel. 76-27. Canby goes down low. And he's fouled from behind. It might be on Hasted. Boy, when the Blackjacks do a fast break or get move the ball up the floor, it's a couple passes, and in the basket it goes. That foul was on Hasted, his second here in the second half. Free throw missed by Chase Rangard. There's our first miss of a free throw tonight, I believe, by any team. Second free throw is up, and Rangard makes that one. 8 points. 11:41 to go on in the ball game, 76-28. Here's Liebel, drives baseline, goes up and banks it in for two. Gunner Liebel with 36 points. Shot up, blocked there by number five, Caden Brent, but Brent's going to be called for the foul. 35 points for Gunner. I got a back one off there. I messed up. All right, here we go. At the free throw line for Canby is Jake Midtowney. And he missed that one, I believe. Midtowney. Number 10 at the line. Second free throw, and that one is no good. Big rebound there by Cale Tufto. Blackjacks, Liebel, down low, shot up again by Gunner, and he scores again. He's going to have 40 points maybe by the time he's done. 37 points for Gunner Liebel. Got to be a career high, I'm thinking. Here's a quick three-pointer by Abrahamson, no good. And now the Blackjacks throw the ball out. Malachek was trying to get it to Hasted, overthrew him, and Carson Stratmone wasn't ready for the pass. The Lancers will inbound the ball in front of their own basket. 80-28. Oh, Liebel steals the ball. Here goes Gunner in for a slam dunk for Gunner Liebel. Gives him 39 points for Liebel. Oh, he almost stole that one. Canby keeps possession. 10 minutes, 30 seconds to play. Canby with the basketball. Rangard in the corner, being guarded by Hasted. Oh, a nice steal by Tufto. Tufto up to Gunner. Here's Gunner. Good! And Gunner Liebel with 41 points tonight. 41 points for Gunner Liebel. Now, Coach Larson's going to put the JV in here at the next stoppage of play. My goodness. Here's a three-pointer by Rangard. Good! Chase Rangard for three. And he's got 11. Liebel across court to Stratmone from NBA range again. That one is off the back iron. Won't go. Rebounded there by Abrahamson. Canby brings the ball up the floor, and Abrahamson loses the ball to number 10, Midtowney. Back to Abrahamson. Under 10 minutes to play. And the ball's loose. Here's Liebel to Stratmone. Back to Liebel. Yeah, layup, Gunner. 43 points. And Gunner's going to come out of the game. And he gets a loud applause from the Dawson Boyd fans along with his teammates. How about Gunner Liebel? 43 points. Got to be a career high for Gunner. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a commercial break with 9:21 to play. Dawson Boyd 86, Canby 31. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
We're back here at Dawson Boyd High School. The JV is in now for Dawson Boyd. They lead Cammy 86-31. Starters are on the bench. Liebel with 43 points tonight. Timeout's over, and Cammy will put up a three. This is Cack. No good. Hit the side of the rim. Or that was number 11, a napkin for three. And that was no good. See if we get some other scores here, get you up to date. Pipestone leading Lacapau Valley at the half, 37-12. Here's Tufto in the corner to Brent. Brent puts up a short jumper, no good. Rebounded by Malachek, that won't go. Guess there's some starters in for Dawson Boyd. Here's a one-handed shot, no good. And I think Malachek was over to the back of a Lancer. Montevideo leading McCray 43-23 in the second half. Girls basketball. Cambie leading Lacapau Valley at halftime 33-10. Central Minnesota Christian at half 55-15 over Renville County West. Don't have a Dawson Boyd update yet. Clock is running, will not stop. Running clock now with the Blackjacks leading 86-31. Here's Schwagel. Tufto with the ball. Kicks it over to number 14. This is Evan Menning. Menning had a good JV game for Dawson Boyd. Menning's going to put up a three. That's off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Cambie. Here come the Lancers. Peterson at top of the key. A three. Hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Menning. And the Blackjacks quickly up to four. Oh, good defense there by Hunter Cack. And Cambie going the other way on a fast break. Oh, and coming in to steal the ball was Tufto. Now it's stolen right back. Here's Cambie with a shot up and in by number 5, Housechild. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Tufto down low. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Cack. 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the ball game. Dawson Boyd, 86. Cambie, 33. Long three-pointer there by Zitzman, and that goes off the glass. No good. Dawson Boyd with the possession. They go in. We got a foul. As I mentioned, the clock will not stop. It'll continue the run. Dawson Boyd's number 4, Carver Schwagel, will go to the free throw line. The foul is on number 14, Matthew Zitzman from the Lancers. Schwagel's free throw is up, and it is good. 3 points. Tufto out, and Malachek out for Dawson Boyd. Schwagel's free throw, good. Schwagel with 4 points. Here come the Lancers with 6:25 to go in the ball game. Zitzman drives towards the basket, and I think we have a foul on Dawson Boyd. Once again, I'll be in Granite Falls tomorrow night with the Lacapau Valley boys team. Cole Percy is in for Dawson Boyd. Here's Cambie with a long three-pointer. Nice rebound by Brody Nelson. Nelson's 6'7", senior. Here's Percy for a three in the corner. No good. Cambie quickly up the floor with CAC. 88-33, your score here tonight in Dawson. We got 5:35 to play in the ball game. Camby with the possession. They go in the corner and stolen there by Manning. Manning going all the way, lays it up underhanded. And Evan Manning with his first basket of the game. And it's 90-33. Hunter Kack with the ball. To mention, this is running clock now. Clock will not stop. Here's a three-pointer by Housechild. No good. Rebounded by the Lancers underneath, and we're going to have a foul on Dawson Boyd's number 21, Brody Nelson. I tell you, the Black Sox got some height. Brody Nelson, 6'7". Malachek, 6'6". Hasted, 6'4". And Camby going to the free throw line as the clock continues to run. Peterson at the line. He missed the free throw. ...90-33 is your score. And number 13, Camby's Owen Peterson, the sophomore, at the line. And that free throw is good by Peterson. That gives him 10 points. Well, we were, what, 57-17 at half, a 40-point lead at halftime. Most of that was thanks to Gunnar Liebel. I mean, that kid was on fire in the first half. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Manning, oh, he's going to try to throw it to Cole Percy, and Cole wasn't ready for the ball. And Camby will bring the ball up the floor as we're winding down the clock here. 3:38 to play in the ball game. Camby three-pointer shot. Oh, it jammed in between the backboard and the rim. I think that was Thompson putting up the shot there for Camby deep in the corner. And that ball just died. Just jammed between the rim and the backboard. Camby will get the possession. They bounce it in to number 20. This is Johnson. Now to number one, Abrahamson. Crossover dribble to Johnson. In the corner, they go down low to number four, and we're going to have a foul on Dawson Boyd's Brody Nelson. Well, our Neonito's post-game show coming up shortly. Neonito's Subway Player of the Game, and I think you know who that's going to be. And we'll do a Wow Ottawash play of the game. Free throw is good by Rangard. And that gives him 12 points. Second free throw here by number four, Chase Rangard, the junior. And good free throw shooting there by Rangard. 13 for Rangard. He leads the Lancers in scoring. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Schwagel baseline, top of the key. Here's Percy going to put up a three, and he missed everything. Goes out of bounds. Dawson Boyd students making some noise every time Percy gets the ball in his hands. 2 minutes exactly. Oh, a nice shot, bank-in shot by Camby's number 10. That's Mintoni with the basket. Minute 44, here's Percy with a shot again. That's hard off the glass that time. Dawson Boyd students came to their feet. They're going to make some noise with that ball went in the hoop by Percy. Here's a three-pointer by Thompson. Thompson, top of the key three. Driving to the basket. Oh, a nice layup there by Carver Schwagel. 2.6 points for Schwagel. All of a sudden, we got a flurry of baskets here. And Camby loses the ball out of bounds. Coming up on 1 minute. 1 minute left in the ball game. Dawson Boyd 92, Camby 41. Under a minute to play. Schwagel at the top of the key, kicks it in the corner, down low, and it's picked off there by Abrahamson. And now we got a push there by Nelson of Dawson Boyd. Go to the other end and shoot some free throws as the clock runs down. 35 seconds to play. And this game will be complete. Blackjacks will go to 9-2 on the season. Free throw is good by number 25. Thompson. Second free throw, no good. Fighting for the ball. The ball's loose and nobody wants it. It's like a fumble with 5 seconds to play. Blackjack Camby with the ball, and it's up and in by Thompson. 6 points for him, and that's your ball game. Here's your final score. 92-44. Dawson Boyd defeats the Camby Lancers tonight here in Dawson. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota. City Hall Bar and Grill in Minneota, offering catering services. That's right. Contact Paul or Troy to help you plan and prepare for your next gathering. City Hall is offering special event food and drink services. Prices and menu ideas available upon request. So give Troy or Paul a call today or stop in at City Hall Bar and Grill in Minneota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. This is the Neon Needles post-game show. Your final score tonight, Dawson Boyd 92, Canby 44. Let's go through the scoring here first. For the Lancers, Will Abrahamson with 2 points, Hunter Kack with 2 points, Owen Peterson with 10. Rangard was the leading scorer for Canby at 13 points. Thompson comes off the bench with 6. Johnson hit a 3-pointer. Zitzman with 4 points. That's your scoring for the Canby Lancers. For Dawson Boyd tonight, just about everybody got in the action. Carver Schwago with 6 points. Evan Menning with 2. Caden Brent with 4. Tufto with 10 points. And he had 8 in the first half, Kale did. And those 8 points came within probably 2 minutes of each other. A 2 minute span, he went off for 8 points. Jackson Hasted was held scoreless in the second half, but he had 11 points in the first half. Stratmone with 8 points. Landon Malachek with 8, and your leading scorer is Gunnar Liebel with 43 points. And Gunnar joins me right now on the Neon Needles post-game show. Thanks for making the trip up, Gunnar.
Thank you.
Wow. 43 points. Is that a career high for you?
Yeah.
It is. Awesome. Well, remember your other career, roughly?
38.
38?
Yep.
Well, you had to hit 40.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good job. Boy, you were on fire here. I'm looking at my notes here. You hit 4 3-pointers, like, in the first 2 minutes of the game. Well, you're feeling it, huh?
Yeah, well, my teammates were finding me wide open, going in the gaps and just throwing me the ball, and I was knocking them down.
Would you rather shoot a 3 from the corner or the top of the key?
Corner.
Corner? Why is that?
I don't know. It's just a personal preference, I guess.
All right. Talk about your win tonight. You put up 92 points.
Yeah, I know the guys did a pretty good job on both ends. I mean, finding the open guys, and I was playing good defense. I guess we just did good things tonight.
Yeah. Tuesday night in Prinsburg was a different story. It didn't play well, or what?
Well, for a lot of our younger guys, and I got to be better. It's their first big game, you know, a game that truly
meant something. Yeah.
Yep. And then, you know, I remember my first time doing that, I think we'll bounce back and hopefully we can bounce more times.
Yeah, you bounce back good tonight. That's for sure. So. 43 points. I don't think I've ever seen a first half of anybody play like that. You were on fire. Even the electronic scoreboard said you were on fire. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
This is awesome. So how's the season going for the Blackjacks here? You're 9-2 now?
Yep. It's going pretty good. I mean, a lot of the younger guys are really starting to come on, which is really good, and hopefully we just keep getting better every day at practice.
Yeah, you got a couple freshmen come off the bench. What is it, Schwagel and Brent?
Mm-hmm.
Young guys, but they're getting some valuable varsity experience, huh?
Oh, yeah, they play a lot of basketball, not just during the season, but AAU, and they'll be good.
Okay. All right, well, keep going. You got a game tomorrow night, right?
Yep.
Where do you go?
Lakeview.
At Lakeview, yeah.
Yep.
So then you keep it rolling. It gets busy for you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you go celebrate with your friends and your family. And got a T-shirt for you from Neon Needles. Well, you got a medium or large?
Large.
I think that's a large. Blaze orange. Sorry about it. Are you a hunter?
Oh, yeah, I'm a hunter.
Okay, you can wear that for Blaze orange. There's a Subway Valley meal. And why don't we take a picture here before you leave? And congratulations, Gunner, on a fantastic game.
Thank you.
So you can stand up there. All right. We got to give a picture of Gunner, and we'll post that. There we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Good job, Gunner. Thank you. Yep, Gunner Liebel, 43 points tonight against the Lancers. See how many threes he hit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, he didn't hit any threes in the second half. He had 6 threes in the first half. He had a lot of steals, though, in the second half. And so Gunnar Lebo is our Neonito Subway Player of the Game with 43 points. Go through some quick scores here. See what's in boys basketball tonight. Of course, Pipestone leading La Caprile Valley in the second half, 50-17. Montevideo, 74. McCray, 29. Now, with 8 minutes left to go in that game tonight. And Morris is leading Bold, 77-28. Girls basketball, McCray. This game's just about done. A minute left in the game. McCray leading Yellow Medicine East, 65-56. Halftime score, KMS 42, Lakeview 33. Central Minnesota Christian leading Renville County West, 67-21. I have no score update with Dawson Boyd at Tracy tonight. Canby Lancer girls in the second half, they're leading La Caprile Valley 47-14. And a halftime score in Mineota. Mineota leading Ortonville 40-6. Tomorrow night I'll be in Granite Falls with La Caprile Valley boys basketball team taking on Yellow Medicine East. That'll start around 7:15. Give you a wrestling update here. Team United, they were in Olivia tonight, and they went 2-0 at Bold High School. They beat Mahaka, which is Morris, 68-6. And they down Bold, 61-12. And congratulations to Team United's Eli Olson for getting his 125th career win. And Ben Gunnlaugsson picked up his 175th career win. Wow. 175 wins for Ben Gunnlaugsson, 125 wins for Eli Olson. Team United has it rolling. All right, that'll wrap things up here. Thanks to Phil back at the studio for working the board. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hell, I got to mention a Wow Auto Wash play of the game. I'm going with Gunnar Liebel. The first 4 3-pointers for Gunnar came in about a 3-minute span to start the game. I'm clumping all those 3-pointers together, and that kind of set the tone for the game. So Gunnar Liebel's 4 3-pointers in a couple minutes to start the game is our Wow Auto Wash play of the game. And that'll wrap things up here tonight. See you tomorrow night at Yellow Medicine East High School. Your final score here tonight in Dawson, the Blackjacks 92, Canby 44. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Blaine's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.